Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Megan.
Well, we're doing something special today. We're sharing a clip from another podcast we know lots of our listeners are going to love. It's called Pop Culture Moms, and it's from ABC and Good Morning America. Andy and Sabrina have been best friends for 20 years, and they've been pop culture aficionados for even longer, and this is such a fun show.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited about this. Well, Andy and Sabrina both have young kids now, so they're taking their obsession with TV and movies to the next level by talking to celebrities and writers and other people who just love pop culture about what we can all learn from fictional moms. I love this so much. So on the Pop Culture Moms show, Andy and Sabrina explore both the comedy and the tragedy of what parenting is like in real life.
Yeah, this is such a fun concept. Well, in the clip you're about to hear, former MTV News correspondent Soo Chin Pak talks about how parenting is actually an opportunity to reparent ourselves. And Sarah, I think that's such a fascinating topic. It totally sounds like a conversation we would have, and I can't wait to hear more episodes.
I agree. And I love that in this clip you're about to hear, they touch on something we just discussed recently, Megan, which is that you can love your children very much and not so much love the experience of being a mom, at least not all the time. Okay. Here comes the clip, and if you like it, friends, we hope you'll click the link in our episode description or just search Pop Culture Moms while you're listening and follow along for more.
It's funny, you know, when you have kids, you realize, oh, this whole process is about reparenting ourselves. It's not actually about parenting these kids who you just basically need to keep them alive. The rest of it, you're just adding on either, you know, whipped cream or bullshit, right?
And you're like,
they don't need any of it.
So you know, accurate.
They're just gonna go on their own path.
I think there's so much truth to when you said that when you have children, you're really reparenting yourself. And I'm wondering, what are the ways that you try to reparent yourself?
I mean, ground zero. Like the first, let's say, 2 to 6 years of like my kids, you know, that age was just like pure, like utter panic, depression, fear, and just like extreme loneliness, you know, where I just felt so disconnected from this version of a mother that I thought that I would become, that I should be. And the experience of the reality which I was living in, which was that I had a difficult time being with my kids, like alone. Like it just made my skin crawl in so many ways. Either I was scared that something would happen, or I just felt like I would do something wrong. Not anything where they would be harmed, but just even like the play part of it.
I think it's like sometimes there's an overload of information about like, oh, well, if you're playing with your children, try not to be the one that leads, directs the play. Like, let them take the lead. So you just kind of can always criticize yourself, yeah, even when you're just trying to be fun.
Yeah. And you're like, I didn't even want to play, and now I'm doing it wrong.
We fail at playing. Yes. Or like the thought of, you know, you're sitting in at a playground, and I'm like, I would rather, I think, shave my head, then sit here for one more freaking minute. Sitting at this playground, it's like banging my head against, and I would have these thoughts, and I'd come home and I'd be like, what in the world is wrong with me? So I went through a really like pretty dark phase. Like I remember though, I had kind of an awakening at the worst time, which I think a lot of us can relate to, you know, when you're just like, oh, it just can't get worse than this. My daughter was 6 months. My son was 2 years old. And I was in therapy, I was doing past life regression. I was doing chakra healing. I did, Reiki? You know what I mean? I mean, just any kind of healing modality, because I was like, I am broken. And I finally got to a place where I was like, you can love your kids and you can die for your kids. And you can also really hate being a mom. Like those two realities can totally exist. Like you not wanting to, enjoying being a mom does not mean that you don't love your kids and that you wouldn't die for them. So for me, that was like earth-shattering realization that I had come to. that like there are times, and maybe more often than not, where I am miserable does not make me a bad mother.
Okay, everyone. Again, that was a clip from the podcast Pop Culture Moms. You can find the full episode and more Pop Culture Moms wherever you get your podcasts, or look for that link in our episode description.